In Alaska, fishermen and scientists have a long history of working together to figure out how to catch fish in a way that's safe for crew members and for the species in the ocean. Now there's a plethora of research groups out there wanting to set up those partnerships, but as KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, it's getting harder to organize their efforts.
Craig Rose works for the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, and for the past decade, a lot of his effort has gone into the Bering Sea pollock fleet. Rose works on gear modifications to cut down on bycatch, and one of his big projects has been salmon excluders, which keep pollock in a trawl net and skip over Chinook and Chum salmon. Rose says that for work like that,
you know, you need to bring the people in that know the gear and know the fish in early, so you can work with something that is going to actually apply to the fishery.
The pollock fleet helped Rose test drive excluder nets in tanks and out at sea over and over until they found one that worked. It's a prime example of something called cooperative research.
Fisheries agencies and the fishing industry work together to solve problems, to collect information.
In theory, it's an ideal partnership, but Rose says some of these research projects are running into roadblocks.
There is a shortage of funding, and it's scattered. You know, in terms of the ability to coordinate and bring things together, that structure is not there.
Right now, industry trade groups are funneling money into research boards. There are more than a dozen of them out there just operating in the North Pacific and Bering Sea. It's up to those boards to find scientists who want to work with a commercial fishing fleet on a research project, and it's up to the boards to help the commercial vessels get the right government permits to allow them to participate. John Govan has set up plenty of these research partnerships. He says it can take a few years to get the projects off the ground, and once they start, the teams can get laser-focused on their subject, like incidental catch in the pollock fishery.
We might want to think about what you'd learn about fish behavior between pollock and those species at the same time, but you're out there going, well, we're working on salmon bycatch.
Govan says it doesn't have to be like that.
There's the ways to get more out of your research dollar if you can have a planning process and a systematic approach.
In a presentation at the Pacific Marine Expo in Seattle this week, Govan made a case for getting the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration involved. NOAA's used congressional line item money to set up regional offices for overseeing this kind of research. There's one in the southeast and one in the northeast United States. In his presentation, Govan says Alaska needs one too, but Govan says he's really open to anything that would get research better organized.
You know, it's not necessarily a government program. It might be some amalgam of industry and government and universities, but it would be something that brings the parties together in a way that we haven't been able to do in these sort of ad hoc individual efforts.
Jim Rule is an East Coast fisherman born and bred, and he says Alaska shouldn't back off the idea of getting the government involved so easily. With NOAA's regional boards in place, Rule says East Coast fishery management councils were able to set up a reliable source of funding for cooperative research. The source? Seafood itself.
In other words, the management council has the ability to set aside a portion of that, up to 3% of the stock. And that stock is converted to dollars through an auction process where the fish are sold back to the fishery.
Rule says it's not a perfect system, but since 2008, it's paid for him to fish with scientists aboard his 90-foot trawler, the Darina R. Rule and the crew do two trawls a year from Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, gathering data for multiple fishery stock assessments. Now that they finally have enough data, their finds are making their way to fisheries managers. Rule says he hopes more fishermen will follow his example on the East Coast and in Alaska.
It's foolish not to be involved, you know, because when you're on the ocean, when you're fishing, you experience change, you adapt to change. But by being involved with cooperative research, now you adapt to that change and improve it scientifically to where other people can benefit.
It's just a matter of making sure those people know how to get started. Reporting in Seattle, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.